It is time for the Arsenal of Freedom Show podcast.
Host Jake Reed, and this is episode 3 of the Arsenal of Freedom podcast. And I'd like to start by prefacing this with an explanation for the song choice of the intro, because I'm going to be mixing it up a little bit. I don't want it to have always the same things theme song until my composer gets around to having some time to write a true theme song for this. So we'll see if he still wants to do it and what his rates are. This one is called Kevtak, and it's actually pulled from Greg Graffin's website. And I have, it's by Kevin Newman. And I have the YouTube file from General MIDI Museum where I got this from. But I actually used this project a long time ago in basically my very first video game for a college level. It was called Bacterium, and you would fly around and sort of inside the human body. And today I just kind of was looking through some old files looking for a good intro song for today. And given that today is March 19th, 2024, the day that Stardew Valley is coming out with its, I think, final update. We'll see. 1.6. It's probably already out now at the time of this recording, but I was a little bit late getting the show up, so here we are. But anyway, I wanted to use that as sort of a throwback and a tie-in of using the network effect and following your passion. Two kind of subtopics for today's episode. So to start out, you are the start of your network, obviously. But if you think about what the word network means, like, have you ever, you know, looked at a net before and just thought about the starting knot? You are the starting knot. And then every string, every tie is your network. So who do you know? I don't know the creator of Stardew Valley personally, but I do follow him on Twitter, and he's responded to me before personally, which is kind of fun. I've met and, you know, conversed with some very good game developers in my college degree time, because my college degree is in game and simulation programming, even though I kind of spun it off right after my first job into more of a web developer. My true passion was always video games and video game production and computer games, specifically PC games, because control games are great and they're fun, but they're just not my skill set. I can't get the game feel right, or at least I haven't been able to up until this point. So maybe there will be some more video games coming out for me. I'm going to link to some of my old projects that I do have and some collaborations. Credits are listed in the projects themselves. You may have to dig around to find them, but it should say. It's going to be at itch.io, and then it's Dark Star Studio. But the links will be in the show notes, and we'll discuss more. And today I don't really have any commercial content other than maybe check out Stardew Valley. Give it a look. Even if it's not your cup of tea, it's a farming simulation game. And it was one of the ones that I really enjoyed because I could set it up in a very permaculture-esque way. And permaculture is a design science about creating human needs in a sustainable and regenerative manner. So you can make your game sustainable and regenerative. Like, at first, you're just planting seeds and watering it with a watering can, which is fine at first. But then eventually you do some mining and you find some... I don't want to spoil too much, but it's the game's been out 8 years now. I think if you don't want to hear anything else, don't listen further. But you can get mining. You can mine copper, iron, and gold and other materials, and then craft sprinklers. So now you've set up that system for yourself. So it's a great way to teach kids and adults how to do permaculture. And it's very much a free build sort of a game, with the caveat of having, there are some goals and some structure. It's festivals. It's very much based on Harvest Moon series, and Eric Baroni, the creator of Concerned Ape, he acknowledged that, and he actually talked to the creator of Harvest Moon in an interview one time, which was really cool. So, taking that network effect into your own life, who do you know? Who can you be someone for? And who can be someone for you? And it's not always about, oh, I'll do this for you and you can do this for me. It's just about being who you are and being that expression of divine will that you are, in my view. You may have another view, but this is my view. You're an expression of divine will, and if you align yourself with divine will, you'll get so much more done than if you try to fight it. And divine will is for humanity to grow up and succeed and stop killing each other, for one thing. So in your arsenal of freedom today, reach out to a couple people that you might not have reached out to in a while and see if you can do something for them, or maybe ask for a favor from someone. I don't know. Depends on your situation. Take it, make it yours, make it a great day.